Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This August on Womanica, we're taking a trip through history to discover the stories of muses. Women whose lives inspired work that's shaped our culture in small ways and large. Special thanks to this month's sponsor, Mercedes-Benz, whose own famous namesake was inspired by a young muse named Mercedes. Join us all month long for fascinating stories of women who are drivers of creativity, inspiration, and artistic expression. Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about muses, women who've captivated artists with their charisma, wit, and talent. Today, we're talking about a woman who was the star act at what was considered the greatest show on Earth. Her strength and perceived exoticism made her the perfect subject for the renowned painter Edgar Degas. Let's talk about Miss Lala. Miss Lala was born Anna Olga Albertina Brown on April 21, 1858, in what's now known as Szczecin, Poland. She was of mixed race. Her father was black and her mother white. It's believed that Miss Lala got involved in the circus at 9 years old. In the 19th century, the circus was an extremely popular form of entertainment. It also provided an inclusive working environment. Not only did the circus accept women, women were often the highest paid performers. Miss Lala started with the basics and quickly became an expert wire walker, trapeze artist, hand balancer, and most notably, a strength performer. Although not very tall, Miss Lala was incredibly strong. Edmond Desbonnet, the founder of the physical culture movement in France, recounted that he was jealous of her biceps when he first met her in 1887. Miss Lala and her aerial partner, Kyra Blanche, formed Troupe Kyra alongside two other performers. They traveled throughout Europe, performing on some of the biggest stages, including the Folies Bergères in Paris, the Royal Aquarium in London, and the Gaiety Theatre in Manchester. In December of 1878, the troupe had a month-long gig at the Cirque Fernando in Paris. The group was sensational, but spectators specifically kept coming back for Miss Lala. With her iron jaw act, she was the star of the show. In this amazing feat, Miss Lala would hang from her knees on one trapeze while holding a second trapeze between her teeth. She would then have other performers alternate carrying out poses on the second trapeze. The only thing supporting the weight of these individuals was Miss Lala's teeth. As if that wasn't impressive enough, Miss Lala took it one step further. She hung upside down from a trapeze and with her teeth lifted a 150-pound Civil War-era cannon into the air. The cannon was then fired, all while hanging from Miss Lala's jaw. Her body would inevitably reverberate from the blast of the cannon, but she never lost her grip. This act won her the title of La Femme Canon. This wasn't her only nickname. She was called the Venus of the Tropics, Olga the Negress, and the Black Pearl. Circuses in Paris advertised her as the Black Venus, while those in London went with African Queen. Because of her African and European heritage, Miss Lala was exoticized. Circuses liked to harp on the mystery around her ancestry in order to increase ticket sales. There was even a rumor that Miss Lala was a dethroned African princess, that she was sold into slavery after her court abandoned her and pledged their allegiance to Queen Victoria. Many Europeans struggled to reconcile their admiration for Miss Lala with her ethnicity. One man who attempted to reconcile this did so through his art. French Impressionist Edgar Degas solidified Miss Lala's fame when she was 21 years old. His studio was conveniently located close to Cirque Fernando. He went frequently for inspiration, citing the circus as a place to find what he called unnatural realism. When Miss Lala's troupe came to perform, he was so entranced that he went to see her four times. In his diary, he referred to Miss Lala as "my beautiful negress." After many sketches and much deliberation over how to paint her, Degas created his only painting of the circus in 1879. Miss Lala at the Cirque Fernando depicted Miss Lala hanging from the roof of the circus by just a rope clenched between her teeth. Suspended from the ceiling, the viewer admires Miss Lala from below. You can't see her face as her head is thrown back, supporting herself just by the strength of her jaw. She comes off as strong and also graceful. Her pose demonstrates just how amazing the feat really was. Art critic Roy McMullen called the painting among the artist's most striking and complex achievements. The painting is considered one of the world's most famous paintings of the circus. Partly for the difficulty in capturing Miss Lala in movement, and partially because the painting accurately portrays the societal misfits that the circus catered to. Rather than being judged for race, gender, or socioeconomic status, performers were evaluated on their skill and physicality. In the early 1880s, Miss Lala and her partner Kyra formed their own duo. People referred to them as Les Deux Papillons, the two butterflies. They dazzled the circus circuit until 1888, when Kyra tragically fell to her death during a stunt. Later that year, Miss Lala married American contortionist Emmanuel Woodson. The couple went on to have three daughters who continued in their parents' footsteps. They formed a troupe of ladder acrobats that went by the name of the Kazaya Sisters, or Three Kazayas. We don't know much about Miss Lala's final days. The last record of her existence is from a 1919 U.S. passport application. She was 61 years old. All month, we're highlighting muses. For more information, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hi, I'm Ashley Flowers, creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. Every Monday, me and my best friend Britt break down a new case, but not in the way you've heard before, and not the cases you've heard before. You'll hear stories on Crime Junkie that haven't been told anywhere else. I'll tell you what you can do to help victims and their families get justice. Join us for new episodes of Crime Junkie every Monday, already waiting for you by searching for Crime Junkie wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.